All right, everybody, welcome into another edition of Silver Linings Podcast. I am Adam. Over there, over yonder is Rex. Howdy, y'all. He's from Texas.
Yep. Y'all are welcome here. All y'all
are welcome. So anyways, for today's podcast, we're going to be a little bit all over the place, but it's for a good reason. Rex and I are going to be headed to Idaho. Now, we've been to Arizona. We've been to Utah. We've done some meet and greets. We've done some live broadcasts. And we've done some book signings.
We need a little more enthusiasm on this. So this is an exciting event.
Yeah. So this is something we've been planning for a long time, and it's just now going to happen. We've talked about it a little bit here and there, but we haven't really gone through what's going to happen. So Rex, take it away.
Okay. So let's talk about the meet and greet first. We'll do a meet and greet live in Rexburg, Idaho, Friday, March 15th. In other words, a week from this Friday. I know people like long lead times, but remember for us, that is a long lead time.
You got 2 weeks to put our name on your calendar in Rexburg.
Yeah, well, maybe not quite 2 weeks, but close. Okay, so that we'll do a meet and greet. We'll do a live that evening. So the announcement, the excitement should be for everyone. We're going to do a live. I know some of you are thinking, what's exciting about hearing you two live? No, that's not the excitement we're talking about. The excitement is we'll be there with our friends from Rexburg, and we will be there with Lauren Mathias from Hidden True Crime. So we will do a combined meet and greet with Lauren's Hidden Gems. I know some of you are both optimists and Hidden Gems.
Wear your optimist shirts instead of your Hidden Gem shirts when you show up.
Like my optimist shirt here. I'm sure all of with me. Except it's going to be cold. I'll probably have a jacket over it, so you won't see it anymore.
How cold is Rexburg, Idaho in March?
Yeah, it's in the highs of 40-something.
What?
Yes.
What am I supposed to wear? A hoodie?
Yeah, as many of them as you can.
A couple of hoodies. I don't even own gloves. My hands will be freezing.
I'll bring you a spare pair.
All right, good.
Okay, so that's Friday. It's either going to be at 6 or at 7 p.m. We haven't worked out the details. Here's what we need from our good optimists there in Rexburg. We need a place to meet where we can do a meet and greet so we can have a number of people and we don't know what the number is. Okay. Now, here's what's worked in the past. You know, we've tried to combine it with a book signing, but we found out that most book stores,
places,
most book places want to talk to the publisher and work out some type of deal. We are not that structured to the meet and greets, although the one in Salt Lake was awesome.
That was nice.
But that was not your basic Barnes & Noble. That was a local voted best bookstore in Salt Lake. That was great. There were about, 20 people there, Adam?
It was nice.
That came and went. I'm guessing in Rexburg, we have maybe even a bigger group of people than Salt Lake. I'm not sure. But with the Hidden Gems, it might be bigger. So we want a place where, you know, maybe 20. We never know how many people will come. We've had meet and greets where two came, and we loved that. That was enjoyable, too.
If you have property there and you have a big barn, let's do that. We can go in the barn. If you got Wi-Fi, we can just tell everybody where your barn is, and we'll all meet up in the barn.
A heated barn, Adam.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm fine with a heated barn. I just want to rub on a heater. I just want to hug a cow. Remember, I still haven't got to hug my cow yet.
Is the whole evening going to go like this?
I hope not. Okay. Rexburg, we do have an optimist that owns or runs a hotel that said that we could do, next time we do a meet and greet, we can go to their hotel and be in the conference room.
Oh, good.
But I don't think that's Rexburg. I think is there a Blackfoot, Idaho?
There is a Blackfoot. And maybe
I can't remember. The optimist will tell us where that is. But anyways, okay. If you
so optimist, some place. Give us the ideas. We aren't asking you to make the arrangements or pay anything like that. Just give us the ideas. We'll follow up and call around and make some arrangements, okay? So we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be enjoyable. And we'll be able to tell you at that live what we're doing in town. It's going to be very, very interesting.
We're intrigued by the reason we're going there. Rex and I have been intrigued ever since we heard about it. We've been like, we need to go and do this. So we'll explain everything on that live that Friday. But we're intrigued to kind of look around and see what we can find out.
Yeah, and we'll be working with Lauren Mathias and just a great situation we'll be in. So that's exciting news at least it's exciting for us. We'll see
how
exciting it is for our optimists and for the Hidden Gems.
It'll be my first time to Rexburg, Idaho. So on the last live we were talking about I thought we were gonna be in Boise. And you're like, no, we're going to go to Rexburg. And I was like, how far is that? So then we had a ton of comments on YouTube. It's about 4.5 to 5 hours, depending on how fast you drive. That's a long way. So anyways, well, we're excited. We'll see you in Rexburg, Idaho on the 15th. Make your date plans with us on Friday night. So, you know, we do have a Facebook page that a lot of people post really cool stuff on. And sometimes I come across different posts that something really hits me. And this one wasn't on our Facebook. It was on a friend of mine's Facebook. And I want to read it because it hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, sometimes you read something, you're like, oh my gosh, this is me. So it says, trying to heal while trying to grieve, while trying to live, while trying to dream, while trying to smile, while trying to give love, while trying to be love. I looked at that and I read that like 5 times over and over again. And I was like, this is me.
I love that.
This is me trying to heal. Yes. While trying to grieve. Yes, and it comes in different days and different ways. I'm trying to live my life now. While trying to dream. I have dreams. I want things to go for me better this way or this way or this way. Trying to smile. There's days where smiling can be hard. And then trying to give love to people while trying to be loved. I mean, literally, that is me in a nutshell. And I was reading that, and it's not just me because somebody else posted that. I thought to myself, oh my gosh, it's not just me. There's other people who feel this way.
You know, in our optimist group, Adam, there are so many people that have started talking about their stories for the first time in a long time, they've said, and others have picked up and are talking. But we can see how that happens because you get in life and some things you just can't deal with at that point in your life. So you just put it on the shelf and say, okay, I'll deal with this when I have to deal with it. And it may go, we've heard of some of you optimists, 40 years. And now that you find a safe place, okay, I feel like I can deal with this or I can tell my story or whatever allows you to start talking about it, and you start talking. We're so grateful to have this community as an outlet for that for people, but it's going to happen to all of us at one time or another, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And after reading some of the posts and actually talking to some people, I realize now, Rex, that I just have one child. My son, Zach. That's it. And if you read the book or listened to the book, you know how I feel about Zach. And I just started really trying to understand other parents who are leaving messages about their kids that are distressed or completely, you know, not the way that the parents think that they should be or where they should be in life or their struggles or whatever they're going through. And there's so many parents out there that are dealing with really rough things with their kids as they get older as adults.
And heartbreaking,
heartbreaking things.
Many optimists have lost children.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody who said they lost their son when her son was 3 years old. And to me, it just broke my heart just to even hear that. Mm-hmm. Her only son, 3 years old, and she never had kids again. And I just like, how do you deal with that grief? Because I really start thinking about Zach and how lucky I am to have him. And then if he was to die or pass away, I know that I've been strong with this whole thing with Lori and my family and all that. And a lot of people say, man, you've been really strong in handling all this stuff. But if that happened, I don't think that I would ever, you know, I just don't feel like I'm the type of person that could live. Like, after reading this, I'm trying to live through grief. I'm trying to all those things. I just don't know if I can do it. And the parents, you parents out there that have to deal with that, my heart goes out to you. And I don't even know how to think about dealing with something like that. And you're dealing with it on a daily basis. And so I feel like there's so many people that are way stronger than I am. And a lot of people are like, oh, you're so strong, you're doing all this stuff. It's like, not even close to what some of these parents have gone through. And I after reading that, I wanted to give them, tip my hat to all you parents that, you know, have to go through a lot of struggles with your kids. And, you know, I just feel super blessed that I don't have that. I have other things, trust me, but I don't have that. So if you want to make a comment, if you're a parent that is going through grief or pain or suffering because of your kids, let us know maybe some things that you do or did to help you down the road every single day. And I know it's difficult. I know it doesn't go away. And I know there's pain. There's got to be that. But I don't even know how I would even go forward. So maybe even start with those kinds of things, because I think our podcast is about us coming together and helping each other try to figure out how to deal with all these tragedies and try to find silver linings, because that is the name of the podcast, Silver Linings.
Yeah, and the heartbreak just goes, there's so many different ways our hearts get broken. And in this community, we've heard so many ways, and some people are heartbroken because they can't have children. Some people are heartbroken because they've lost them, or because they've lost them either to death or just relationship. You know, they've lost them and they don't know if they'll ever have a relationship again. So it's tough. So please, if you aren't posting, if you are currently dealing with a situation like that, please do what y'all do so well and be supportive of those who do post and give them some encouragement, some insight. And let's recognize there, you know, been a couple relationship things in this last week. And I was reading one and it worked out fine. The two people involved were real caring and considerate of each other. But when we're posting things, you know, it's just reading. We don't always get, especially when we're posting about emotional topics.
Right.
Don't always understand what the person's saying. We don't always express ourselves just the way we wish we would. And so there's the potential of not getting it right. And when it's an emotional situation, that can just kind of blow up. Be patient with each other. Be encouraging. Be loving. Be understanding. Give each other the benefit of the doubt. We don't see very many trolls in here. So just realize that if someone says something that you don't think really they understand you, or they aren't being kind to you, they're probably trying to be kind. There's just a miscommunication.
And that's why when it goes back to, like, even sometimes when you text your friends or your family members or whatever, and your text isn't exactly how you sound right now. When you're talking, they don't hear the inflections in your voice or the sarcasm or whatever it is. So texting can also be, or writing a post, like Rex said. So just also, I would suggest, you know, picking up the phone too. I know people don't know how to call anymore, but you can call. Actually call people and say, hey, this, or you can leave a message. Like, you can send audio messages to each other. Those are also things that I feel can help in those different circumstances, because I did read some posts and some miscommunications with some people, and people are, yeah. Let's stay on this topic about miscommunications. So I've had this happen twice now, once about a month and a half ago and once tonight. I'm at work. I have to start these pickleball leagues, and there's a league of probably 50 ladies that play in this pickleball league. So at 6:30, I get on the mic and I say, okay, everybody come to court number 12. We're going to start the league. The email when you first sign up for this league says be there between 10 to 15 minutes early to make sure that you're there when we do the roll call so you can get in the league. So I even waited till like 6:35, got on the mic and said, all right, meet me on court 12. I go to court 12. Ladies are there. I do roll call. Roll call is like, if I mention your name, let me know you're here so I can add you to the list, because it's a software on my phone that I have to hit so everybody will know what court they're going to, and you're assigned a court and everybody's there. So all these women are there on time. So as soon as I do the roll call, I send out the thing. I sit there and send out the text. Everybody gets their text. Well, here comes a lady coming running, and she's late. She's had a bad day. She stops and she's like, no one was at the front desk. And I was like, oh, well, I already started the software, so everybody's got their courts, so there's really nothing I can do. She looks at me and goes, so you're telling me I can't play? I just drove all the way here and I can't play. And I was like, I'm sorry, but everybody was on time here. They had to start. I have another league starting in 15 minutes. I have to leave to go start that one. And she went off on me, literally went off. So I was like, okay, she's late. She's having a bad day. So I left it at that. I went to go start my other league. So when I came back from that, she's waiting for me at the front desk. By the way, I don't work the front desk, but tonight I had to. She's waiting there to tell me how rude I was and what a bad person I was for not allowing her to play. And she was screaming at me at the top of her lungs. And there was people standing there watching her do this to me. And I looked at her as like, look, I'm sorry you were late. I'm sorry that you didn't get a chance to play. There's really nothing I can do. I can't go back and do anything. And she just
just offered to play against her. That'd only take a couple minutes. It'd be over.
You want to play me in singles?
Yeah.
I don't think she wanted anything to do with me. But my question is, I realized that she went on to tell me, she just got off work, there's traffic, all these excuses of why she wasn't there on time. Like, it's like I would say, okay, well, because of that, you're going to get a chance to play. There's nothing I could have told her that she was going to play. I listened to her. I understand that she was frustrated, but she was taking that frustration out on me. So my question is, when women get very emotional or upset, what's the best way to handle it? Rex, you're a therapist. Go ahead.
Well, we all know I am not a therapist. And remember, third marriage, two divorces. We cannot take relationship advice from me.
Right.
So you do want people, though, I think, your plan was, that's a serious question. You do want comments and input from people. This isn't a live, so we aren't getting comments live as we go. But
after they watch this, leave some comments on how to deal or handle a very highly emotional woman who is clearly upset. And I did not know how to handle it. I didn't know what to say. I was just telling her my situation that I was in. And I said, I understand your situation, but there's nothing I can do. That's all I said. And then she went on to just rip me up and down, call me names, everything. And I was like, okay, so what? Yeah, give me some advice how to handle that kind of situation.
I do have to say, just on my personal insight here, Carrie, you are claiming to not know how to deal with this. You were raised by Janice. Your sisters were Stacy, Lori, and Summer, and you don't know how to deal with this.
I don't think I knew how to deal with it back then either. I don't know. It's just...
That's why he needs the input.
Well, this is the second time that same scenario has happened and the same result as the women said that I was rude because I told them that they couldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't rude because I just had to tell them the truth that you couldn't.
I wasn't rude because I said I wasn't.
And she goes, and she's screaming at me at the top of her lungs, and the tone that you took with me. I was like, your tone. I'm not saying it. And there's like people literally standing at the thing watching this whole thing go by. And after she left, they're like, Adam, I know you're a good person. I know you, so don't worry about that. She's probably just having a bad day. Well, I was like, yeah, I don't know how to deal with it. There's got to be a simple way to handle it. I just don't know if I know how to do it.
So please do help Adam with some comments. Give him some.
Pretend this is a post on the Facebook community that you can write a message. Anyways, that's all I had for tonight. It's like, I'll be thinking about that for a minute, thinking, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Okay, so that gives me the chance to talk about a related subject that we're going to be talking about in about three podcasts from now. I know none of you believe we planned that far in advance.
No, we did.
We usually plan an hour in advance, but sometimes not even that much. But this one came about, I was get called, y'all that have been with us for more than a month or two have met one of my therapists, Dr. Denham Slade, and he's been on a couple times giving us some great insight into the core model. Another model that he uses very effectively, dang it, now that it's off the top of my head, I'm not...
I can't think of it because I remember he uses that same one, and we
sometimes... But it's about relationship strategies. I'm just going to say that. When we're going to have him on here, he's not available the next 2 weeks, but we'll have him on. I was texting him this morning because I haven't had a counseling session with him for a while because things have been going pretty well. But with the trip coming up to Idaho, with Chad's trial coming up, with what I said in the live the other night saying, hey, Adam and I, we're aware of our mental health. I'm not going to say everything's great, but we are being very deliberate about it. I thought I should check in with Denham, have a session with him, find out where there might be some emotional traps in here. I'm always looking for blind spots that I have. Denham has helped me with that. So I was going to make an appointment with him. But, you know, there have been some relationship strains going on even in our group the last week or two, and Lisa and I were talking about it, and it dawned on me that Denham's model could be so insightful for all of us, because when you're talking about relationship strategies and you've had trauma in your life, it changes your relationship strategies. You're just the inherent way you deal with other people. And not that you're now wrong and you used to be right or you're doing things wrong, but you want to be aware of where you're coming from and why you're doing things you're doing. And it may be different than you were before the trauma in your life. And so I think Denham, y'all know he's just excellent at explaining these concepts. So we'll have him on to explain these. And Adam's saying I didn't even talk with you about that I'll follow through on. Denham is just started in his practice. Now, he isn't limited to dealing with people just in his state. So this is valid for anyone. He started a community where they have just very healthy exercises using his core model and this model of relationship strategies. And it's very inexpensive to join. The first 30 days is free, and then it's a nominal cost after that. Adam and I heard from our publisher. We're actually getting the first payment from our books coming up here, Adam.
Yes, money.
Yeah, that money's going into the foundation directly. Yes. I gave them the foundation account today. But some of that money could be used to maybe gift me. We'll have a drawing in 2, 3, 4 Optimists. We could pay for about 3 months of being part of this community for someone that does a 30-day free trial and really is really benefiting from it, but may not be able to pay for, to do that on an ongoing basis. So maybe we can offer something like that. So we have some ideas around it, but this is a new concept. But I think all of us will benefit from those podcasts with Dr. Slade again.
I think a lot of this stemmed too from, I think, a comment that I made not too long ago, saying where I would avoid people and avoid, as a mechanism to deflect. And that came up in one of the comments. And I think in my relationships, now, not my romantic relationships, I'm talking about just in relationships in general. Mm-hmm. I think of me avoiding, or before I would just love to go to people's houses and just, walk around and talk and all that stuff. But I think with all the trauma that's happened to me, my deflection mode has always been avoid people, go play pickleball for 4 or 5 hours. Like, I have these deflections that I'm using where before I felt like I was a completely different person before all this stuff happened in my life. And so I'd be interested to find out what Denham says about that, about avoiding and deflecting and those kinds of things instead of, trying to go back to the way I used to be. Will I ever be able to go back the way I used to be? That's what
Will you want to?
No, I would love to. I would love to.
As a new you, got to be a safer place.
Yeah, maybe.
All the process.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like, before all this happened, my life was, in my mind, it was great. Like, I loved to, laugh and be around people and all that. And, after all this, I felt like I've, been more secluded, more avoiding people, avoiding situations, just diving into other things like pickleball and stuff like that. So I'm not around even people that I love and want to be around. I there's something. So I'll be interested to find out how Denham can break that down and maybe get me back to where I was, or maybe there's a new me that I have to live with. I don't know. That's the problem.
Yeah, so this will be insightful. As I said, I think for darn near all of us, if not all of us, I think it'll be insightful to look at ourselves and have a model where we can relate to and say, oh, this is the way, and I kind of fall into this description of how I relate with other people now. That a simple model is very helpful for doing that, and maybe explains why we react or get close in some relationships and then pull back, or why we're too anxious. That's a relationship style. Avoidant is a relationship style that you're talking about. And Adam, I know a lot of our optimists listen very closely, and so maybe you'll want to explain your phraseology here when you said, not even in my romantic relationships. How many romantic relationships are you carrying on right now?
Well, that's what none right now. But I don't think, again, I just don't think like I'm the person that somebody would want to date right now, just because I don't know if I would block somebody or push somebody off because I'm not ready for, you know, whatever it is that I'm going to get into. Like mentally, spiritually, physically. I don't know if I'm a good candidate for somebody right now. I mean, I want to be. I don't want to be alone. I want to be remarried to be more than anything. But I don't know if I can be or if that will happen for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say not by way of professional expertise or even my experience, but those are the type of topics where a professional counselor gives you insight, lets you work through and just knows, you know, where to lead, et cetera. So not suggesting what you need to do, but a lot of people have found that specific question easier to work through with a professional counselor.
I'm sure there's plenty of disappointed women who have tried to talk to me who just be like, nah, he's not ready. Somebody had texted me, he's like, your relationship style is different. Different. You know, when somebody mentions the word different, you know, it's not good. You're different. Okay.
And that's the problem. When I was dating, anyone called me different, I thought it was a compliment. I thought everything was a compliment. I never had any. I never took any constructive feedback. I thought everyone was just complimenting me no matter what they said.
Rex, you're so different.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm one in a million. Oh, my. Well, I'm excited.
Thank heavens for Lisa. Good heavens.
Yeah. See, you lucked out on that.
God for Lisa. I really did.
I'm excited about our trip to Rexburg, Idaho coming up next Friday. I'm excited to have Denim on in a couple of weeks. Those are a couple of podcasts that I'm really looking forward to having. I'm looking forward to reading some of the comments on this podcast about how to deal with really emotional women that what do I do? That's you heard the pickleball story, so just let me know what would be your advice.
And I might even add really emotional women that are explicably, anyway, you can explain why they're upset. You know, you explained real well why this woman was upset.
Yes.
So it's not like she is completely irrational.
Right. No, I understand.
There's an explanation for it.
Yes. I just didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. So I'll be reading those comments also.
Okay, great. Anything else on this podcast, Rex?
That's it for tonight.
All right, everybody, have a great evening, day, morning, wherever you are in the world, in the country. Thank you guys for watching our podcast, supporting us. You can buy merchandise at our merch shop. You can join our Facebook group at Tylee and JJ's podcast. Hold on. Tylee and JJ's Silver Lining podcast community. I think it's something like that. That's on Facebook. YouTube, we're on, and then all the other places where you can listen to our podcast. We appreciate it. Oh,
I did forget something.
What?
I like, and maybe we should do this as a regular feature, but a lot of people don't know Lindsay was testifying before a congressional committee today.
Oh, yeah, she's in Washington, D.C.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
And if you didn't see Kimberly's post of the great honor she got this last week, please look on the Facebook group for that. So we have people doing great things. So,
and let us know what great things are happening in your life when you comment. We like to hear from everybody. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's got something going on.
Yeah, about what's going on in your life. So, like those are big deals. I know Lindsay's going to downplay that. Oh, well, yeah, I'm on this committee, but that's something the rest of us don't get a chance to do very often.
Yeah.
Or ever.
Never.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you all.